नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी बाय श्रद्धेय स्वामी जी श्री राम सुखदास जी महाराज। चैप्टर 2 वर्स 18। अंतवंत इमे देहा नित्यस्युक्ताः शरीरिणा अनाशिनो प्रमेयस्य तस्माद्युध्यस्वभारत। These bodies acquired by the imperishable, indefinable, and eternal soul are spoken of as perishable. Therefore, O Arjuna, fight. Comment. Anashinaha, a thing which never changes, never decays, and never gets extinct. In the least, by any cause, under any circumstances, is called Anashi. The soul, the spirit, is not exposed to destruction or change. So it is indestructible or imperishable. Aprameyasya. The soul is beyond the domain of senses, speech and mind. So it is indefinable. It can be experienced only by having faith in scriptures and saints and their gospels. The scriptures and saints do not compel anyone to have faith in them. One is free to have such faith or not to have it. In case one reposes faith in them, that tattva, reality, is the object of his faith. Otherwise, it is not the object of his faith. Nityasya. The soul does not undergo any change. It never ceases to be. It exists all the time. Antavanta, ime deha, yuktaha sharirinaha. These bodies of imperishable, indefinable, and eternal soul are spoken of as perishable. That is, they have an end. It means that these are perishing every moment. They are nothing but a mass of decay. In the above sentence, a singular number has been used for the soul, while plural for the bodies. Firstly, it is so because the bodies of every embodied soul are of three kinds: physical, subtle, and causal. And secondly, because a single soul pervades all worldly bodies. Further, in the 24th verse, the Lord calls it all-pervading, that is, omnipresent. It means that all the bodies are perishable, while the soul is imperishable. An exceptional fact, all the bodies which are perceptible are perishable, while the soul is imperishable and eternal. But this immortal soul, though different from body, identifies itself with the body and develops an ego or I-ness with it, and thus regards its death as self's, soul's death. He also identifies himself with wealth and learnings, etc., calls himself as wealthy and learned, etc. Similarly, when one accepts a body as one's own, one develops the feeling of attachment or mindness for it. And this attachment extends to wealth and family, etc., because he accepts these as his own by having affinity with them. By this affinity of I-ness and mindness, all evils are born. One cannot discriminate between the real and the unreal, and is thus grieved. While the wise are not grieved, because they realize that the real cannot perish and the unreal cannot exist. Tasmat yudhyasva. Here the word tasmat has been used for drawing a conclusion after reasoning. In the Gita, tasmat has been used either for drawing the conclusion after reasoning or at the end of a context. In Gita chapter 2 verse 30, chapter 3 verse 19, chapter 8 verse 7 and chapter 8 verse 27, it has been used at the end of the context, while in chapter 2 verse 25, in chapter 2 verse 27, and chapter 2 verse 37, and chapter 2 verse 68, and chapter 11 verse 33, it has been used to conclude reasoning. Tasmad Yudhyasva, Lord Krishna directs Arjun to fight, that is, discharge his duty, by discriminating between the real and the unreal. He means to say that he should not grieve but wage war, because the soul is imperishable while bodies are perishable. An exceptional fact, in the 17th and 18th verses, there is a notable explanation of the real and the unreal, because the Lord wants Arjun to realize the real. By realizing the essence, one gets rid of the unreal spontaneously. Thus, by realizing this fact, he would discharge his duty. It shows that every human being, without any distinction of caste, creed, color, or stage of life, can freely follow either the discipline of action or the discipline of knowledge for his salvation. But in practical life, a duty should be discharged according to one's varna, caste, and ashrama, stage of life, by following the ordinance of scriptures. Therefore, here, while discussing the real and the unreal according to the discipline of knowledge, Lord Krishna orders Arjun to fight, or in other words, he advises Arjun to discharge his duty, even if he follows discipline of knowledge. Further, in the 13th chapter, where there is a description of virtues of knowledge, Lord Krishna in chapter 13 verse 9 also lays emphasis on non-attachment and non-identification of the self with a son, wife, home, etc. If only hermits had deserved the discipline of knowledge, that is Sankhya Yoga, the Lord would not have mentioned the need for non-attachment and non-identification of the self with a son, wife, home, etc. Because hermits have no sons, wives, and homes. Thus, by meditating on Gita, both the discipline of knowledge as well as action, karma, have proved to be independent means for God realization for all human beings without distinction of any varna or stage of life. Appendix. The Lord at the outset of his gospel explained that both gatasun, that is dead, and agatasun, that is living, are not to be grieved for. Then in the 12th and 13th verses, in order to explain that gatasun is not to be grieved, he explained the real, the eternal. And in the 14th and 15th verses, in order to explain that agatasun is not to be grieved, he described the unreal, the transitory. Then he explained both sat, the real, and asat, the unreal, in the 16th verse. After that, by discussing the existence of the real and non-existence of the unreal, especially in the 17th and 18th verses, he completes this subtopic. Though there is existence only of the soul, not of the body, yet a man commits an error that he first sees the body and then perceives the soul in it. First sees the form, appearance, then perceives the existence. How long will this outward polish stay? A striver should reflect upon whether the soul, self, existed first or the body existed first. On reflection, it is proved that first there is the self, and then there is the body. The existence is first, and the appearance is afterwards. Therefore, a striver first should perceive the self as existent, not the body. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.